Guest number two up here in just a moment from the CSC Sports Roadshow, brought to you by Security First Bank, as we're live at the Ridge here tonight. Now, before we jump in with the next guest, we probably ought to explain why he's here. In live radio, sometimes some things come up, can't make the plans happen. So we do wish Coach Jeffrey the best. As we teased out to you, we were going to talk women's wrestling with the head coach, Elijah Jeffrey. Feeling a little bit under the weather, a lot of travel, cold, stuff like that. It happens to all of us at this time of year once or another. So, Elijah, if you're listening, we do hope that you just aren't feeling better, and we'll bring him in to one of our CSC programs here in the near future and certainly talk about the effort the Eagle women's wrestlers had at Nationals with four wrestlers competing. Also gives us a chance, too, to wish the guys good luck. Talked to Coach Hunter this week. They actually took off yesterday for Nationals, so they couldn't be on the show tonight. Otherwise, we would have featured them as well, but I want to give Coach Hunter and his guys all the best of luck as they move into the national tournament coming up this week. So when we got word we had an open spot, we found one of our favorite people in the city of Shadron, Nebraska, and that, of course, is John Murphy. And John actually has just come back to Shadron. Everybody that's watching this on the replay probably knows John. They've seen him around here at Shadron State, former student, now an employee. He's the new sports information director here at Shadron State. So really glad to have John back. John, welcome in. We're just going to kind of wing this one and get to talk to you tonight a little bit. Is that all right?
Sounds good to me. Thanks for having me on, Dave.
Hey, you bet. First of all, you went to Shadron State, graduated, and then went off into the working world. But this is not your first go-round in being involved with Shadron State Athletics, is it?
It's not. I came as a freshman in 2014, I think, and I always loved athletics. I wasn't that athletic, though. I would say I was a high school basketball star on the JV team.
But sounds a lot like my career, only it was JV golf, not JV basketball.
Averaging 5 points a game in JV basketball is pretty good, Dave.
That's better than I did. I was, again, golf, not hoops.
Wish I was good at golf. But I want to get back involved with athletics, so I reached out to Bruce Carpenter, actually. He's the games management operator then. Mm-hmm. And he got me a job at football games helping out. Then I slowly started doing other jobs. I did stats and book and everything for volleyball, basketball. The worst job you could ever ask for is being a line judge in college volleyball. I will never do that again in my life.
Just the game moves so fast, or you just got the fans on you? They never like the call? What is it?
The fans, the players, I'm half blind. It was just tough, Dave. But then I continued working as a student worker for CSC Athletics until I graduated in 2018 with my undergrad in interdisciplinary studies.
Okay.
Then I started helping out Caleb about 40 hours a week. Then I took another job on campus as a GA for college relations. Started in that for a year, and then I took a full-time job with college relations. And I don't know, I was just ready to – I grew up in Harrison, only 45 minutes away. I was ready to leave Shadron, leave the small town, go experience a big city for a while.
Sure.
I've always loved big cities whenever I went to Lincoln or Omaha or anywhere else. So I moved to Phoenix, Arizona, and took a job for my youth baseball coach who works in the dental field doing media, social media stuff for him as well.
Okay.
Down there for a year and a half, and then I really started to miss athletics. Wanted to get back involved with athletics. My parents are getting older, wanted to move closer to them.
Yeah.
So the job in Shadron opened up. Caleb texted me actually the day that it opened up and said, hey, just wonder if you wanted to apply or not. Told him no. Thought about it for a couple of weeks longer and decided to apply and ended up getting the job. So I'm happy to be back. Shadron's my home, and it's great to be back close to all my friends and family.
Yeah, that's excellent. It's good to have you back, John. You were always really fun to work with back when you were still a student and working with the school and helping me out, helping Caleb out. So it's really good to have you back and an exciting hire. And I'm curious of what you think. You know, sports information director, there's so much that goes into that job. What was the first thing that you really took on when you got this new role?
The week I started on Tuesday. We had home basketball, so yeah. I was just kind of focused on that. Wednesday, we had a snow day. Thursday, I finally got to kind of go to my office, look around a little bit. And then we had more home basketball. Friday, I finally got to go to my office, look around a little bit. And then Saturday, we had regional wrestling.
Yeah.
And then we had home softball last weekend. So I've just kind of been trying to make sure everything's ready, good to go for all the upcoming home events. I'm sure this summer I'll be able to sit down more and kind of focus on different things I want to get updated and things like that.
Yeah, you haven't really even moved into the office yet, then. It sounds like you've been so busy.
Been all around. I've been able to.
That's the life of a sports information director, right? There's just everywhere, if you can be, all at once.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's so many different small duties involved with it. They all add up to one big one, and
yeah,
that's just doing the best publicity you can for the college athletic programs and make sure everything's up to date, and media like you and other sports information directors have the information that they need.
Yeah, to help cover the teams, promote the athletes. Yeah, how much of that goes into, say, you know, promoting the student athletes, or is it more of getting out the facts of games and things like that? Is it a combination of both?
I would say a combination of both. I mean, before, when I last worked at CSC Athletics, NIL wasn't a thing for college athletes, and yeah. So I kind of had that in the back of my mind, and so I would just make sure to get out the info on each game, the facts and everything about what's coming up, what's just happened, everything like that. And then when I was working for CSC Athletics before, the video boards got installed, so that was a big part of my job as well as managing those. But when I was down in Arizona, I always thought NIL would be really cool to have, and then when I was down in Arizona, I became really good friends with Sam Keller, and he's actually the one who started the lawsuit against the NCAA because he's
yeah.
We're selling all these jerseys with our name and number on it. We're not making any profit, so let's make that change.
Sure.
And him and I still talk almost every day today, and he kind of changed my mind on NIL and everything that goes with it. And so now I kind of, in the back of my mind, have the thought of, let's promote these student-athletes and see how we can help them while they're in college, and hopefully... I mean, even if it's just $50 from Common Sense every week, 50 extra dollars on your Plenty card, I think it would be great to have the NIL in the back of my mind for these college athletes to make sure they can get something too.
Yeah, it really is something that's kind of growing and every day kind of evolving. And you've mentioned talking to Sam Keller, kind of like you said, the guy who's got this all started. It sounds like he's still pretty active in moving forward some of these initiatives regarding NIL and helping college student athletes be able to get a little bit bigger piece of the pie.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's still involved. He was a high school football coach down in Arizona, and he helped out Christian Kirk and another big-time NFL player right now. He helped them out when they went to college and said, hey, you need to look at these things when you go to college, make sure all this is in check, because otherwise you're not going to be making any profit when you're going to be the star of the school.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he's still really involved now. He has a lot of people reach out to him and things like that, just asking for advice.
Interesting. And so do you get involved now as the SID and the athletic side? How much are you involved maybe in NIL things? And do you help set things up as, like, a broker type of person with things if you hear stuff? Or, you know, for me, just even learning about how some of these things work, how involved are you in anything like that? Or is it all kind of done outside the realm?
I haven't had any talks with Joel and Ted about that yet. I mean, it's kind of just been on the fly since I got here, and I'm sure, we'll sit down and talk about that and other things in more detail. As far as I know, it's just involved outside.
That's the company. Yeah, to my understanding, that same thing too. It'll be just interesting to see how those will evolve and if schools become very involved in, you know, setting those things up and what the legalities of all those things are going to be as well. I mean, my goodness, there's a lot of stuff to try and sort out in that. What's been your favorite part about being involved in college athletics so far? You've got a lot of years under your belt, and now really taking on a big role here.
I don't know. Like I said earlier, just I love athletics. Ever since I've been a little kid, I've always wanted to do something involved with sports. I mean, from when I was in college, a lot of my best friends that I'm still best friends with now are former college athletes. And for my past job, that wouldn't be true if it wasn't for that.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, it's just always nice seeing everyone else succeed, and whether it be athletically, academically, it's just, I don't know really. I would say the friendships I made from college athletics are a big part of it, and then just my love for sports as well.
Yeah, you bet. Well, John, it's been awesome to have you step up and fill in and kind of share what you do with the fans, and let folks know that you're back if they didn't know that you weren't back at this point as of yet. But thanks again, John Murphy, the new Shadron State College Sports Information Director, filling in a quick pinch here tonight. We really appreciate it, John. That's the kind of above and beyond stuff you do that's going to make you really great as an SID as well. John, already doing a great job, I can tell you that from personal experience working with you. And appreciate all you do for Shadron State and for me as well. Thanks for jumping on the radio with us tonight. Look forward to working with you here this spring as well.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate me on, and look forward to working with you in the future as well.
All right, you got it. That's John Murphy, CSC Sports Information Director.